And good morning. Welcome to Morning Mix. JW here with Christy.
Morning. It's Arts Festival weekend. It's Wasatch County Fair Days. It's Summit County Fair Days. It's there's a whole lot more that we'll talk all about during the weekend events at the bottom of the hour. But this is the Morning Mix, where we always present live local music and events in the Wasatch Back. It's August 2nd, and we are joined today by our musical guest in the studio, Memphis McCool. This is one of those days where we're packed in here. It's kind of fun. Lots of, if only you could see us, listeners. If only you could see. We're going to do weekend events, I said, at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk to the newly crowned Miss Summit County. The pageant was last night, so it'll be a surprise to all of us who comes in at 9:15.
Oh, the anticipation.
The anticipation. I believe this will be her first public speaking interview.
And it has to be on the Morning Mix.
Absolutely. We're going to make an annual of this. And then at the 9:40, we're going to have a phone call with Alex Petropoulos. He is the drummer for Pigeons Playing Ping Pong. They're playing this Sunday night at Red Butte with Umphrey's McGee.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk to him, a funk jam band. I've got a lot of funk jam questions. How about you?
I do.
And we rarely get to talk to the drummer, so that'll be something, a novelty. Looking forward to that. So you want to stay tuned for the Morning Mix.
It's KPCW in Park City. We're going to go to a couple of underwriters. We shall return with Memphis McCool right after these messages. Stay with us.
The Egyptian Theater has a tradition of bringing Arts Fest to another level. Once the tents get closed for the night, head to the Egyptian and see two superb comedians generate huge laughs with their art. Dwight Slade is hailed as one of the best comedians in the country, and Carla Collins is his equal in every way. Dwight has been called a master's class in stand-up, and Carla is in great demand across the U.S., Canada, and even Europe. So come for the art and stay for the laughs. August 2nd and 3rd. Tickets and information at parkcityshows.com or 855-745-SHOW. The Egyptian Theater is a nonprofit organization and a KPCW supporter.
Support for KPCW comes from Live Nation presenting Mumford & Sons Delta Tour 2019, playing songs from Sign No More, Wilder Minds, and now Delta, coming this summer to seven stops on their U.S.-Canada tour, including the USANA Amphitheater on August 13th, and joined by Portugal the Man. Tickets available now at mumfordandsons.com.
And welcome back to the Morning Mix. Memphis McCool is our musical guest for the hour. We're delighted to have them with us. Andy Lenner on vocals and guitar, Bob Smith on drums, John McCool on guitar and vocals, and Wally Barnum on bass and vocals. Gentlemen, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, good to have you. Good to have you. Tell us about your band.
John McCool and I, which obviously the name came halfway from his last name. Have been writing songs together for years. We have played in many bands together, and we wanted to put something together that was kind of a 60s throwback to the old Memphis soul sound, which we both really like, as well as the other 60s Detroit sound. All those artists have influenced us, so we put a band together and we dubbed it Power Soul.
Wow, like that. I like that a lot. And are you playing out in the area?
We have. We've been playing a lot of great summer shows. Snow Basin earlier in the year. We're on at 5 tonight for the Kimball Arts Festival. And we were there last year, so we're really excited to be back.
Okay. Which stage are you on tonight?
Oh, that is the
main stage, brew pub stage? Main stage. No?
Main stage.
Well, I'll have it in the weekend events. We'll figure it out.
They call it that side street. Name
Heber so Avenue,
Main and Heber.
Okay,
stage.
That's the main stage.
And we haven't done the weather yet, but it's going to be a great weekend for weather for the Arts Fest and for your performance and everything. It'd be nice.
We love playing outdoors. I'd say 90% of our shows have been outdoor festival shows and arts festivals. Anybody who wants to put us on the stage outdoors, we're ready.
Okay, great. What are you going to play for us first?
This is an old song John and I wrote, and it's called Ubi True.
Live in the Morning Mix, Memphis McCool.
I would never say goodbye. Best friend. say goodbye. I profess my love to you, and I promise to be true. Ooh, you has got to change your ways. You could be on my same page. You should learn to use your head. You has got to change your ways. I confess my love to you, and I promise to.
Join us at the annual KPCW Colesport Back Alley Bash, a local's favorite for over 25 years. Free live music by Joy and Eric and Sin City Soul. Adult beverages from General Distributing and High West. Food from Butchers, Bridge Cafe, Devonza's, and Kumbaya Kitchen. It's all on the Townlift Plaza Friday, August 16th from 5 to 9. Remember to take the bus, ride your bike, or carpool.
Support for KPCW comes from Squatters Roadhouse Grill and Pub, located in Park City since 2006. Serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week with on-site parking, kids' menu, and Squatters and Wasatch beers. Squatters, good for what ails you. Squatters.com.
There's still time to attend Sundance Institute's 2019 Summer Film Series with free screenings in Park City, Ogden, Salt Lake, and St. George. Enjoy a movie night under the stars before summer's end, including award-winning documentaries, heartfelt family films, and an August 21st Community Choice screening voted on by you. See the full lineup at sundance.org/Utah. The Sundance Institute is a nonprofit organization and happy to support KPCW.
Welcome back to the Morning Mix. Let's do the weather quickly. 51 degrees outside the Sweet Alley Studios here in Old Town. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. Today will be sunny all day with a high of 85. Tonight, if you're hanging out at the Arts Festival, you're going to have mostly clear skies. The low will be 56 degrees. Saturday, also mostly sunny, high of 87. Saturday night, another beautiful evening, about 57 degrees. Sunday, mostly sunny, and then a chance of thundershowers in the late afternoon, about 30%. And let's go all the way out to Tuesday. Monday is a slight chance of thundershowers, just 20%. high of 84. And Tuesday is mostly sunny, and then slight chance of thunder showers, high of 86. All of those temperatures that I gave you, if you can add 5 or 6 degrees to it, that will be the high in Heber and in Heber Valley. They have pretty much the same weather, just a little warmer.
Better for growing those tomatoes. Well, our next guest, very excited, first appearance as the newly crowned Miss Summit County. We have McKenna Stevens. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here.
So you won your title and your crown and the sash. Did you get a scepter as well?
Nope.
Okay. You won that last night at the pageant. Tell us how that went. Tell us the highlights.
Well, it was so much fun. It's actually the first pageant I've ever participated in, which was exciting. But there were 6 contestants this year, and each of them were so beautiful and more than qualified, and I am just so honored to have this crown.
And what was your talent?
My talent was actually a motivational speech. So I stood up there and talked about bliss and 3 steps to get there.
Oh.
Is that something that you do already as a career?
So actually my career, I'm an RBT, a registered behavior technician, and I basically provide direct care services for autistic children. But I have always loved public speaking after I took a leadership class in high school.
Oh, that's a good plug for leadership classes.
Yeah, we're all Bliss fans. So could you share with us several ideas that you have on the subject?
So on the stage, I just basically shared that in order to find bliss, you need to, one, love yourself. And you need to love yourself, whether it's your mistakes, imperfections, your body, thoughts, successes, failures, all of it. You need to also love everybody else. And the best way to demonstrate that love is through service. Go rake someone's leaves, tell somebody they are beautiful, go on a humanitarian trip, buy someone dinner, do whatever it takes to make those around you feel loved, appreciated, and worth it. And then step 3 is just don't hold back. Whatever it is that you're growing for, put in all your effort and just make it happen.
I like that.
Yeah, those are some good words for all of us here in the studio and everyone listening.
Kind of like join a larger world, get out of yourself and participate.
Yep, just expand, just have fun with everything you do.
Oh, excellent. So what kind of things are you going to be doing over the next year?
So this upcoming week, well, actually on Saturday, we have the Derby, which I'm so excited to go and participate in, which is up in Colville, Utah. And then the following week, we have the fair. And I am excited to participate in the Pet Fest and to go and help with anything that they need me to, including the rodeos, and just show my best self and serve the community.
Great. You'll also be going to, the Oakley, Park City, and the Hennifer 4th of July parades.
Yep.
So that'll be fun, huh?
Yep, that'll be later in the season, and I can't wait for that as well.
Camas Fiesta Day Parade.
Yep.
And I'm not sure about this one, the Days of 47 Parade in Salt Lake City. What is that parade, Christy? Are you familiar with that?
Yeah, that's July 24th. Pie and Beer Day. Oh. That's what we call it.
Oh, and they call
Pioneer
it Days
Day.
And they call it Days of 47. Oh,
yeah.
I didn't know that.
It's
okay.
When the Mormon handcart. People were in Park City. You can tell, J-Do.
Yeah. Jeez, we're kind of in a...
That's like people set out their chairs like 2 days in advance to see the parade.
For Days of 47.
Yeah. And there's a lot of fireworks, I think. July is fireworks month.
Yeah.
There's going to be fireworks in the Summit County Fair, too.
Oh, yes.
So I saw that one of the rules in the application was it stipulates that no parents or friends can go backstage.
Ooh.
Have you heard some issues in the past of stage mom kind of things going on or tantrums?
You know,
I don't know. You're too old for that. But
I think it's just so a fun story. My mom is actually the Summit County pageant director. And so I've been stagehand for a little while, just been able to see. And we found that she found that the best way to kind of avoid those situations is just to keep it the girls, because we can always zip each other's dresses up and just support each other along the way. And it just keeps the chaos a little bit down. And we've never had an issue in the past, but it's better to keep it that way than encounter one.
It does seem like it would be a more supportive environment if you don't have a team around each individual that you guys are sort of doing it together.
Yep, you have one girl that's all by herself and it's like, oh no.
Can you curl my hair?
Yeah, for sure.
And were you nervous when you were doing the pageant?
Yeah, it was a totally different environment. Rather than setting up the lights, I was in them, and it was totally crazy experience, but I'm so blessed to be here and so excited to just serve my county and get to know everybody so much better, and it's been awesome.
It also says here that one of the pieces besides the talent presentation and and all these different things, is the interview. Is that done on the stage with everybody?
So the interview is right before the pageant, mm-hmm. and it's about an hour before, just depending on how many contestants there are each year. But the interview counts for 30% of your total score, if I'm not mistaken, and you sit in front of three judges in a separate room. It's not on a stage, and they just personally interview you, basically why you want to be Miss Summit County. They talk about the application that you submitted and just the bios that you wrote about, and yeah.
That's good practice.
Yeah.
In college, I passed the Foreign Service written exam, and I had to go take the oral exam in D.C., and the first part of my eight-hour day was I sat in a room with three men behind a six-foot table that asked me questions, and I had 7 minutes to answer them. And one of the questions was about inflation in the United States decreasing, and I didn't know, and I just started using, like, Keynesian economic theory. I don't know. I was still in college. And they said, do you want a different question?
Like, please.
And I was like, yeah.
Yeah. What else you got in there, buddy?
I got called out. I think there's a test of, can you just keep going?
Yep.
Can you just stick with what you've got and keep going with it?
Proper technique for a keg stand? You know,
I was highly skilled on those topics.
Oh, yeah.
Talking points.
I knew you'd excel there. That's great. Yeah. Do you practice your wave?
I will.
Okay.
I'm sure I will. Yep.
Is there wave class?
No, but I should start one.
Who are your attendants?
My attendants. So my first attendant is Cambry Knudsen. She's super beautiful.
Cambry.
And then my second attendant is Audrey Richens.
Congratulations, Audrey.
And what do the attendants do?
So the attendants do practically everything that I do. They're just there with me during all the fair stuff and everything, the parades and all the duties that we read off earlier. And they're just there to support the community just as much as I am.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Good. Well, congratulations again.
Well, thank you so very much.
Thanks for making the Morning Mix your first stop.
Of course, always. Thank you guys for inviting me.
And I'm definitely going to take a picture. She's got the crown and the sash. I'll take a picture and we'll post it on our archive show on kpcw.org under the shows tab. If you'll find Morning Mix there, you'll see your pictures.
Thanks
for joining us.
Thanks. Ooh, there's some music. It's time for weekend events, I guess.
Will you start while I take a photo?
I'd love to. Well, here's the big news, folks. It's Arts Fest weekend. Kimball Arts Festival celebrates its 50th year on historic Main Street, starting at 5. If you're a Summit County resident, you can attend all weekend for free if you pre-register online on the Kimball Arts Center's website, and then pick up your wristbands at the Arts Center, showing your proof of Summit County residence. If you're not a resident, well, tickets are just $12 for adults in advance online, or $15 at the gate tonight, starting at 5, and are valid for the entire weekend. Best way to get to the fest is by utilizing Select Health's offer to give you a free ride on a Summit Bike Share bike. Find the promo code on the Arts Fest website or take the bus.
And the big news in Heber is it's Wasatch County Fair Days. Today's events include a special needs rodeo, a country market, lamb and beef showmanship, a hula hoop contest, baby contest, and a performance by the Belvedere's Improv Comedy Troupe. Also, performances by Miss Wasatch and her attendants, and by Swiss Miss and her attendants, all capped off by the Mountain Valley Stampede PRCA Rodeo.
Do we perchance know anybody competing in the hula hoop competition tonight?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Not me.
All right. Sundance Institute Summer Film Series is presenting a free screening of Life Animated at City Park at dusk. If it's rainy, the movies get moved into the Ray Theater in the old Sports Authority. But folks, I just did the weather. It's going to be beautiful.
And it's First Friday at Artique and Camas. They'll be featuring local woodworker Tom Sanders' work. And we'll have live music by Patrick and Diane Raymond on cello, guitar, mandolin, and bass. And that's from 6 to 9 p.m. in Camas.
Not one, but two stand-up comedians take the stage tonight at the Egyptian Theater. Carla Collins and Dwight Slade will bring their humor out. No holds barred. No one under 18 admit it without a parent or a guardian. Shows are Friday and Saturday at 8. Tickets and information at parkcityshows.com.
For live music tonight, here are some of the options. Deer Valley Music Festival is performing Tchaikovsky's 1812 Overture and Piano Concerto at Deer Valley. Memphis McCool here in the studio, but they're also at Arts Fest tonight. And the Lane Changers are also on the Heber Ave stage. Tres Hombres and Big Blue Ox are each on the Brewpub stage, and Gary Stoddard and Fusion Rock are on the Miners stage. Festival After Dark is at OP Rockwell with Lost in Bourbon. Also, Mr. Sister Trio are at Silver Star Cafe. Rose and Thorn are on the rooftop at the Boneyard. Metal Dogs are at the Spur. The Poor is at the Cabin. And Winona and the Big Noise are at DeJoria Center in Camas.
Folks, that's going to button it up for Friday. We shall move on to Saturday. Thinking of shopping Saturday morning, we'll listen to the Classified Show from 7 to 9 a.m. to find out what is for sale on the yard sale circuit. Then hit the neighborhood streets for the ultimate way to pre-cycle, buying gently used, gently experienced products that are already in our community.
The Utah Wing of the Commemorative Air Force is holding the 5th annual Planes and Horsepower Car Show at the Heber Airport. It's a celebration of classic cars and planes. Then in the evening, they're holding a victory hangar dance celebrating the victory of World War II.
Big news in Colville is the Summit County Fair. It opens Saturday and Summit County Fairgrounds in Colville. Food and beverage booths open at 5 with live entertainment on Saturday. The Demolition Derby starts at 7 p.m. If you're going to go out there, grab the free round-trip transportation provided by Park City Chamber from the Kimball Junction Transit Center right to the fairgrounds. Free rides are running every half hour today, Saturday from 5 until 11:45 p.m.
We did a fun interview last week with one of the guys that produces the Wasatch County Demolition Derby, and we got a lot of tips on some of the strategies involved in Demolition Derby. So before you go to that, you might want to listen to that interview from last week. It'll be the final day of the Wasatch County Fair on Saturday with pretty much a repeat of the events we read for Friday, and again finishing off with the PCRA Mountain Valley Stampede Rodeo. You can look up all the details and the full schedule of events on wasatchcountyfair.com.
You know, I don't know if they do this anymore, but you know, they may have legislated against this, but they used to have the Demolition Derby where everybody was in backup mode trying to wreck the other person's radiator, because once the radiator goes, the car stops.
And oh, he said
I don't
to take
know if you're
the
allowed
wheels
to do that.
Out.
Take the wheels out.
He goes, without a wheel, they can't go.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, okay. Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. Remember Ben-Hur with the gladiator wheels? The little things spinning? That was scary. Okay, so here's what's cooking for music Saturday night. Christian Chenoweth is performing with the Utah Symphony at the Deer Valley Music Festival at Snow Park Lodge. Tickets and information can be found in the DeerValleyMusicFestival.org.
And at the Arts Festival on the Heber Ave stage is Take Five, Triggers and Slips, Herb and Empire, and Swagger. Small House Strings, Utah Symphony, Chamber Ensemble, Lori Madsen, and the Street Corner Boogie are each going to be on the minor stage. And the Time Crushers, Red Desert Ramblers, the Gringos, and Lavoie are on the Brewpub stage. Blitz and Trapper is at the Canyons. Moodlight is on the rooftop at Boneyard. Festival After Dark is at OP Rockwell with Ico. Gleewood is at the Spur. Bangarang is at the Cabin. And the Backyard Revival is on the lawn at the Homestead Resort in Midway.
Now, Christy, I want you to rest after going through that. You just read a lot of more bands than I've ever heard of before. All right, folks, that's it for Saturday. We move to Sunday. No Silly Market this week because it's Arts Festival weekend. Kate Hugar, Cry Wolf, the Fox Brothers, Hectic Hobo are at the Arts Fest on Brew Pub stages.
Shay Zero.
Shay Zero, Alex Pogers, Courtney Spaulding, and Rose and Thorn are in the minor stage, and Tribeca Ensemble, Lash LaRue, Music Garage All-Stars, Super Bubble, and Wana Ghana are on the Heber Avenue stage, all for the Arts Fest. Big Blue Ox is at Billy Blanco's at Quarry Village. Sidewalk Poets are on the rooftop at the Boneyard. Beethoven Festival has an afternoon concert at Temple Har Shalom, and Patrick Ryan at the Spur.
Summit Land Conservancy is doing another guided hops hunter hike where hikers seek out and monitor the growth of wild growing hops. This hike will focus on Prospect Ridge area. Sign up for the free hike at wesaveland.org. And a concert announcement, Modest Mouse will be at Red Butte Garden. They just announced that for September 20th. Tickets go on sale today at 10 a.m. And I want to give a shout out to Southern Avenue, who's a band I really dig. They're from Memphis. They're playing, we featured them many times on Fresh Tracks, and they're playing at Snowbird Resort this weekend. So if we didn't give you enough to do, then you're a party pooper.
The song that we played in the background for weekend events was 7 minutes and 35 seconds, and our weekend events was exactly 7 minutes and 35 seconds.
Oh, thank God. So midway through, I thought, how long is this song? Because we've still got another page to read.
I picked the longest I could, but there's so much going on this weekend. Folks, that buttons it up for weekend events. And our musical guest, of course, is with us for the hour, Memphis McCool. Andy, is it Liner or Linner? I apologize.
Linner.
Linner, okay. On the vocals and guitar, Bob Smith on drums, also known as Bob, John McCool on guitar and vocals, and Wally Barnum on bass and vocals. Welcome back, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah. So how you been doing over there? You've been, things good?
Very good. I'm impressed with McKenna. I'd like to hire her as our PR person. Very well-spoken young lady, and I wish I was that eloquent on the microphone.
Yeah, she's
me
she's
too.
Really cool.
18 years old.
Me too.
Yeah, she was very sweet.
And, yeah,
and
yeah.
And has a good heart, you can tell.
Absolutely.
I want to see you in that crown.
Oh, yeah. there's a challenge for the crown.
And folks, that's from Bob on snare drum. Bob, what did you say?
I want to see Andy in that crown.
Yeah, well.
It was impressive.
It was a nice crown, that's for sure. So, what are you going to play for us next?
This is a song called Sista, and it's kind of our soul version of Jesse's Girl by Rick Springfield, who I used to listen to in high school. So.
We interviewed Rick Springfield when he was with the symphony last year.
How was he?
He was great.
He was.
I was a little nervous because that was my college era.
He sat down with us, and we were we had an underwriter on. We hadn't gone on yet. We're just about to introduce him. And he turns to us and says, "It's pretty early in the morning, isn't it?" It was early.
I was like, "What did he say? I don't remember."
Yeah, yeah. It was pretty early. I mean, they start their rehearsals and everything, but he was a very nice guy.
Yeah, he was fun
musicians
to talk to.
Musicians aren't known to be morning people.
No. So.
Well, thank you all for getting up and getting here.
My pleasure.
Live in the Morning Mix, Memphis McCool.
One, two, three, four.
I know you got a man, and he's a real good friend of mine. So I hope what I'm about to ask isn't too far out of line. But no matter how hard I try, I just can't get you off my mind. No matter what I say, just one question for you. Do you have a sister you could introduce me to? Do you have a sister?
Do you have a sister?
I got to meet your
sister. Do you have a sister?
Don't take this the wrong way, cause I don't mean any harm. I've always found you so captivating, I'm overcome by your charm. Please don't think any less of me when you hear what I'm gonna say. I'd like to ask
one question from you. Do you have a sister
you could introduce me to? Do you have a
do
sister?
You have a sister?
I've got to meet your
do
sister.
Do you have a sister?
Hey, tell me there's a
do
sister.
You have a sister?
I got to meet your
do
sister.
Do you have a sister?
Holds and you might be feeling it too, yeah. I never want to come between a good friend and his girl. One thing thing I'd like to ask. One question from you. Do you have a sister? You could introduce me to. Tell me there's a sister. Do you have a sister? Do you have a sister? Do you have a sister? I got to meet the sister. Do you have a sister? Tell me there's a sister. Do you have a sister?
I tell you what, that's driving Memphis sound. Well, it's Morning Mix on KPCW. That, of course, was Memphis McCool. And folks, guys, how can people get in touch with you to book you for a lawn party, an outdoor event, or something?
Website,
MemphisMcCool.com. MemphisMcCool.com. Sounds good. We're going to go to a couple of underwriters. We shall return after this. Stay with us, Morning Mix.
Hey, Sheldon.
Yeah, John?
What are you doing this Saturday night between 7 and 8?
Probably hosting Minor Details on KPZW.
I thought it was Dan this week.
I thought it was you, John.
So who's it going
to
be?
Tune in to Minor Details to hear one of us host a show by, for, and about minors.
To hear the voice of the high school community.
Listen to Minor Details from 7 to 8 p.m. every Saturday evening here on KPCW.
We're always taking your requests.
Minor Details is sponsored by Park City UPS Stores,
Miller Orthodontics,
and Heber Park City Appliance.
And welcome back to the Morning Mix. JW here with Christy and, of course, Memphis McCool, who is with us for the hour, our musical guest. Oh, Christy, we have a great guest coming up, and we're going to play a little music. Do you want to introduce that?
Yeah, we're going to play Melting Lights by Pigeons Playing Ping Pong. They are playing at Red Butte this weekend with Umphrey's McGee, and we're going to talk to Alex Petropoulos in just a bit.
Oh, great. Well, while we're getting him on the phone, again, here is Melting Lights.
Mind y'all.
some melting lights by pigeons playing ping pong. Our next interview is with Alex Petropoulos, who is the drummer from Pigeons Playing Ping Pong. Welcome to the show, Alex.
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for having me.
Thanks for getting up early and joining us on the radio.
Hey, no problem at all. I'd love to.
I think every interview I saw, Greg Orman was the lead guitar and singer, and he did all the interviews, and I'm like, did you draw the short straw and have to get up early?
No. Greg and I usually try to divide and conquer as far as the interviews. He had a couple yesterday, so I guess I took this one.
We don't often get to talk to the drummer, so I've got some questions.
Great, I'm ready.
Okay, good. So when you guys are a jam band and a lot of funk influence, how does the drummer, this is a total first beginner drum listener question, but how does the drummer instill the funk? Like, what's that technique?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. Like you said, we really try to have that funky, kind of tight, happy, funky feel. And a lot of that comes, it can come down to the rhythm section, drums as well as the bass guitar. Ben is a great bass player. And when it comes to kind of that funky style of music, there's a lot of different, facets that go into it. But as far as the drums and the rhythm, it's kind of just, putting down that fat backbeat, and just given a nice strong foundation, kind of a nice punchy, funky foundation, and that'll allow the guitars to kind of layer in around it. And we're all about kind of trying to fill space, not kind of try to encompass the same area of space in the music, but kind of develop nice layers that everyone can kind of add in on, kind of puzzle pieces, as instead of everyone being their own puzzle, drums, with the funky side, it's a lot of just that rhythm and providing a nice solid, backbeat that everyone can kind of dig a groove into.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense. And Alex, live on the show, we have live music every week. We've got a band here, Memphis McCool. It's really a solid funk Memphis band. Anyway, drummer, who is named Bob Smith, I'm going to put the mic over to him because we're going to have a drummer ask a drummer a question.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, hi, Alex. Bob Smith here, Bob. Memphis McCool, drummer, of course, JW just mentioned. And I have a question. Do you find that anyone else in the band helps you load out your drums after the gig?
Oh, man. That's a great, great question. The drummer's pain. You know what? It's funny you say that. We've been playing for, touring for 10 plus years now. That's part of it for the vast while. It was all of us, breaking down our own stuff, and we've slowly been able to reach the point where we have a crew kind of come on and help us. But at the same time, my drums are also my babies, which I'm sure you have that same feeling. So I'm kind of always making sure I'm there, making sure they're all getting into the right spot, but. To answer your question, I've finally reached the point where I have some helping hands, which is very nice.
Well, yeah, that's great. I was just wondering because the bass player here, Wally, he always has kind of guilt feelings when he walks away from the show, and I'm sitting there still loading out my drums. But I'll tell him that I need a crew.
So. Yeah. Oh man, we're very fortunate. We're very appreciative of it. But, for a while it was, kind of just me doing my own thing, which, it is what it is. Part of you wishes you picked the harmonica when you were a kid, but.
I agree. I played the French horn. I didn't have to set it up, but it was heavy.
Oh, yeah. It's ready to go.
Well, misery loves company. If there's any other drummers out there, feel free to call in. We'll get everybody talking.
Yeah, right.
Hey, so as the drummer, can you look at the audience and, and does somebody not dancing very well, do they throw you off? And also,
oh, that's funny.
I always see people air guitaring. Do you ever see people air drumming?
I do, and I love it. If you go to a Pigeons Playing Ping Pong show, you're definitely going to see some crazy characters. They definitely evoke the wild crowd and, very free-spirited, fun crowd. So most of the people I'm sorry.
Go ahead. We weren't talking.
And then, I do see some funny air drumming out there. As far as the dancing, they're not all great dancers out there. But you know what? I just enjoy, you know, looking out and seeing the people get into it. Our band is huge on kind of feeding off the energy of the crowd and kind of making that silent interaction with them. And so, I mean, it is fun to see people goof around and air drum the parts. And but overall, it's just it helps feed the energy of the show, just those people, you know, going crazy out there and us being able to connect with it.
And your dedicated fans are called the Flock. Did they self-name themselves? Yeah. Are they self-ruled? Is it a democracy?
I would say they're pretty self-ruled. The name of the Flock, you know, I think we brought that about early. You know, a lot of bands will have like a Facebook group or a fan group or something, and I think that was just the initial name for that. And I mean, it really took off. It kind of just turned into an overall general kind of term for the Pigeon fans. And like you said, there's some really dedicated fans that, you know, we see night to night on tours that are on the other side of the country, and it really keeps us on our toes to kind of make sure we're putting on new shows every night, and which we love to do. So yeah, that dedication is great, and the Flock is a strong power.
Alex, you guys from Baltimore?
Yep, the band started at University of Maryland. I myself am from New Hampshire up in New England, and you know, 5 years ago I had met them, you know, through playing music with some other guys. And their original drummer was leaving the band on good terms. He was, you know, venturing into new territory. And I did some auditions and kind of all fell into place. And now I live in Baltimore right next to all the guys.
Yeah, great. I'm a Terp as well. I went to University of Maryland.
Oh, great.
And I was born in Baltimore. Not too many people born in Baltimore.
Yeah, yeah. That's.
I'm sure there's lots of people born in Baltimore.
Have you ever met any?
Well, that's great. You fit right in. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if you have anything you want to say to Trump that you can say on public radio.
Oh, man. I don't personally. Oh, man.
Is Baltimore part of the United States?
I mean, we try to keep it, you know, we try to keep our kind of our show kind of an escape from everything, and kind of just a vehicle for people to kind of just, you know, get away and just, you know, let everything kind of lie by their base, their waysides, and just enjoy some music. And that's kind of our main focus.
And what about the costumes? But this town is really big on costumes.
Yeah.
And if there's any slight reason to wear one, we'll probably put one on. And I feel like the photos and everything looks like you guys' costume, your fans' costume.
Yeah, we like to let loose and have fun with it. I mean, a lot of the costumes do are typically based if we're doing like a theme type show. A lot of our New Year's and Halloween shows will come up with some themes. Sometimes we'll mash up some bands together. For example, we did Red Hot Sergeant Peppers, which is a Red Hot Chili Peppers and Beatles tribute night. And then sometimes we've done kind of random themes called, one of them was called Presented by the Letter P, and we did all like these songs that started with P. And we had one that was like songs by Steve, so we did a bunch of, you know, Stevie Nicks, Stevie Miller, Stevie Ray Vaughan, Steve Miller, and then we kind of just kind of put these themes together, and we'll kind of do some costumes based on that. For our regular shows, sometimes we'll just get goofy, just put on some costumes just for the fun of it. But typically it's based around our themes.
Well, you've got Christy's attention. She loves to dress up. It's unbelievable.
You know, and I love to dance.
There used to be a game we played early in the band where we'd roll we'd take turns like rolling a dice before a show, and it would have something funny on it. Like if Greg rolled the dice, for example, it could be like Greg has to speak with a high-pitched chipmunk voice for this show. Not singing, but just talking. And some of them were costume involved, like, all right, Ben has to wear a tutu for that tonight's show. And we used to have like an actual dice game where we would take turns kind of getting goofy and doing that. But
did you explain it to the audience, or did you just let them wonder? Why is he talking like that?
Say that again?
Did you explain it to the audience, or did you just let them wonder, like,
no,
why is he talking?
No, which was the funny part. They would just have no idea what was going on. You know, Greg speaking in an Australian accent all night between songs, you know. We don't really preface it with anything. So
Sounds like the kind of antics that could only be dreamed up in College Park, huh?
Yeah, right. Okay. You know, it did start as that, just funny college times, and, you know, fortunately I was able to grow.
Now, I know you weren't there at the time, but you're going to have to explain to the listeners the genesis of the name Pigeons Playing Ping Pong. Of course, it's a question everyone needs to ask.
You know, yes, it's a question that generally if you hear the name Pigeons Playing Ping Pong, you want to know where they came up with that one. So Greg and Jeremy were actually in college in like a psychology course. And back way when I could be totally wrong, but I want to say like the 40s or 50s, Dr. B.F. Skinner did these experiments where he would teach pigeons to peck ping pong balls back to each other in hopes of training them to like push buttons or help something with mechanical pigeons helping pushing buttons. So he taught them how to play ping pong. And there's even these old black and white videos of teaching these ping pong pigeons to peck these balls back and forth. And I think they just heard it in class and died laughing, thought it was some really funny alliteration. You know, at the time, they were just a little acoustic duo, so that's just what they called each other on campus when they were playing, the pigeons playing ping pong, and just kind of took off from there.
It's a good story, and everyone needs to know it. So you guys are playing with Humphreys McGee at Red Butte Garden on Saturday or Sunday? I think it's on Sunday
night. Red Butte Garden is, I believe, on Sunday.
It's on Sunday, yes, it is. Are you on tour with Humphreys?
I'm very excited for that.
Are you on a long tour?
Sorry, I didn't catch you.
Are you on a long tour with Humphreys?
You know, we're just doing these two shows. We're all big Humphreys fans. They kind of were one of the first jam-esque bands that I kind of got into. But we're not doing a full tour, just a couple special nights. One in Montana and then in Utah, which would be great. We've heard such great things about the venue and. We're huge fans. We're going to be pulling a nice opening set for them, and then we'll hang around, and we'll be hanging and watching the show and hanging out with everyone. So we couldn't be more excited.
Well, very good. A special occasion for all of our listeners if they want to go down there and catch the two bands together at Red Butte Sunday night. You'll have to check and see if there's any tickets available. I don't know. Alex Petropoulos, drummer for Pigeons Playing Ping Pong, thank you so much for joining us this morning on the radio.
Absolutely. I really appreciate you guys having me.
Thanks, Alex. We shall return.
All right, thanks, guys.
Okay, we shall return right after these messages. Stay with us. This is the Morning Mix on KPCW.
Hi, Dan Dearden here, owner of Just Right Air, sponsor of KPCW programming. Just Right Air has been advising Park City area homeowners to repair, replace, and maintain their heating and air conditioning since 2004. Details at justrightair.com.
Earl Foote here. Frustrated with your current business technology? Nexus IT proudly supports KPCW and other local businesses with IT support, IT and hardware as a service, Wi-Fi, cybersecurity defense, and creative cloud solutions since 1998. 435-487-9099 or nexusitc.net.
Nothing's stopping your public radio station, KPCW. We're looking for contributions to our August pledge drive. If you or your business want to join the fun by donating items or gift certificates, go to our website, kpcw.org, and click the pledge drive button. Or call the station, 649-9004, and ask for Jennifer.
Hi, I'm Yarl Mohn. I'm the CEO of NPR and happen to be a part-time resident of Park City as well, and a member of the Broadcasters Club. A lot of news today is presented in a way that's either sensational or ideological. It can be entertaining, but it isn't journalism. Fact-based journalism is the backbone of what we do at NPR and KPCW. Won't you please consider becoming a member of the Broadcasters Club? Your contribution will keep fact-based journalism free and available to all.
Before we wrap up our great show today, I want to thank our sponsors, Squatters Roadhouse Grill and Wasatch Brew Pub, San Francisco Design, and Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Utah Properties. You are listening to KPCW in Park City. We are still got one more song we're going to hear from Memphis McCool, and I want to give a shout out to Fresh Tracks, which happens every Friday, and one of their songs is a Fresh Track today.
All right. Oh, good. Good, good, good.
Thank you for that.
Well, featured in that last article, in that last interview, of course, was the one and only Bob Smith on drums from Memphis McCool. Bob, it was great to get you in there.
Yeah. Thank you. Thanks.
Yeah.
He asked that long-suffering drummer question. Does your band help you
load out? I understand.
I bet he was the last one to get a drum tech, though, to help him out, you know. The rest of the band probably had them all figured out before.
All right. I sense a gripe coming on.
I tell you what. You know, these drummers are treated like second-class citizens. We need to...
Did you guys get him any coffee this morning?
We need to start an association.
There you go. A nonprofit. A nonprofit to support the drummers.
Yeah. Self-help group. We could have analysis and stuff like that. We could help them. We could help drummers around the world.
So let's hear a little bit about what you're going to play next. A little bit of background or story.
This one's for you. We heard you like to dance. This song is called There's No Wrong Way to Dance. And kind of going back to that question about people in the audience, I love that phrase, you know, dance like no one's watching. And it's really hard to do when you're at a concert and there's 8,000 people behind you or 100 people behind you. But it's fun when you see somebody let loose. We played 4th of July Park City last summer. There was one old guy out there just hippie shaking, and he just made our day because everyone was back under the tent, but he just got out and just started letting it rip.
Good.
That's what I like about a summer concert is I put my sunglasses on and then I close my eyes. And then it's easier to connect to the music. But if I was standing there dancing when not a lot of people are dancing and I had my eyes closed and people could tell, then I think that would seem a little weird. So I hide. And I think that's why a lot of musicians wear sunglasses on stage too. Their eyes are closed.
I wish you all could be here in the studio. This is a fun band. Go to memphismccool.com to book your summer party or to have some sort of gig or something like that. They're a good band. And again, before you play your last song, Andy Linner on vocals and guitar, Bob Smith, of course, on drums, John McCool, guitar and vocals, and Wally Barnum, bass and vocals. Gentlemen, anytime you're ready, live on the Morning Mix, Memphis McCool.
Thank you again.